Welcome to the Client Attraction Mastermind. This is PJ Van Hull, and on today's training call, we are going to go over how to boost your sales through holiday campaigns. And holidays are wonderful times to offer special deals and sales because it gives your clients or potential clients a fantastic incentive to invest with you now as opposed to putting it off. And this can provide a major boost to your cash flow. So especially if you have slow times in your business, implementing one or more of these campaigns can be the end of valleys in your business and can even out your cash flow and boost it. So it's pretty fantastic. So in this exclusive training call, you will discover why holiday sales are so effective, how to structure your holiday offer. We'll go through three proven holiday campaigns to model, so you can pick one or all of them that you want to go ahead and implement right away. They're pretty easy to implement. And finally, you'll get email templates that you can tweak to fit your business and use right away. So these sales are pretty ready to go. So you can just kind of pick which one you're interested in doing first and do it and probably implement it before our next call. So I'm very excited about this. So first, let's just make sure everybody knows what I'm talking about. What is a holiday sale? Well, it's a special promotion that you offer only for a holiday for a specific period of time. So many, many stores in the United States have Black Friday sales where they have incredible sales available only the day after Thanksgiving. And that's called Black Friday, and you can get insane deals, and people get up at like 3 in the morning and plan out their routes, and they create like a whole art out of it, and they're planning on going and taking advantage of the special deals. So that can be a big part of some businesses' plans. And in fact, some businesses rely upon their holiday sales to really make or break their year. That's where they really make their most money. You've also seen Labor Day sales, summer sales, especially places like Nordstrom and Macy's and clothing stores. They have some kind of special sale running all the time. And you're like, well, there's it seems like there's always something. And the reason they do this is because they work. So why are holiday sales so effective and powerful? First of all, you're giving a specific reason for the sale that people understand. You're not just like, hey, I'm having this sale because I am. You're like, hey, this is our special Thanksgiving sale or our Black Friday sale or our Christmas sale. And people are like, oh, yeah, okay, I'm familiar with that. They understand why it's happening. They've been trained to take advantage of sales at specific times. So this is not a new thing. It's not surprising or hypey or fishy. It's something that they're familiar with. And then it creates urgency and scarcity because they can only get this deal during this limited time. So they either take advantage of it or it's gone. And that incentivizes them to make a decision now instead of thinking about it indefinitely. So they might be thinking, oh, yeah, you know, PJ's Client Attraction Blueprint Program, that's pretty cool. I'd like to do that at some point, maybe next year. You know, and all of a sudden they see some stellar deal on it and they've, you know, that and that's never coming again. It's only available for this holiday. They're like, oh, my God, this is something I want to do eventually anyway. I'd better take advantage of it now and save myself this extra money. So what happens is it can skyrocket sales, and it's very exciting because people need that kind of extra motivation to make decisions. We're so bombarded with information. There's so many decisions we need to make every day that it just it makes it very clear for them, do I want to do this now or not? And it works. So that's why we're going to do it. By the way, in terms of holidays, you know, it can be practically anything. You can do a Groundhog Day sale, Easter sale, Valentine's Day sale, Labor Day sale, Black Friday sale. You can even do it for your birthday or your business anniversary. Or, you know, I mean, you can kind of make up holidays too. Not that your business anniversary is made up, but it's not like, you know, a country-sanctioned holiday. You know, you could do something for Breast Cancer Awareness Week where you donate a percentage of the profits. So the point is having like some specific reason that you're doing the sale. Like, this is why we're doing this now. So people are like, oh, yeah, that makes sense to me, and I want that. Yay. So let's go through the three holiday campaigns that we're going to talk about. There's, you know, all sorts of things that you can do, obviously, but we're going to go through three that I know work, and I'm going to give you the templates and checklists and the how-to for them. So the first holiday campaign that I'd like to talk to you about is sending a gift certificate to your existing clients that they can give to a friend. So one of the seminar companies that I've done a lot of work with is called Productive Learning and Leisure, and this is one of the main things that they do to get new clients. And they're very good at client retention. Their seminars are reasonable, but definitely not cheap. Like for a two-day workshop, it's usually going to be between like $1,000 and $3,000, depending on, you know, what it is and where it is. And then their trips are usually $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, but it includes lodging and stuff like that. So they're really good at client retention, and their intro workshops are $1,000 to $2,000, and that's what they cost. That's what they regularly cost. It's not like they're giving out full or partial scholarships on a regular basis. So what they do is once a year for Christmas, they send out one certificate to each client that they can give to a friend or a family member or a colleague or whoever they want. And this gift certificate is good for one of their two introduction workshops. So they know that a certain percentage of people that come to one of these introduction workshops will end up coming to another workshop and end up becoming a long-term client. So this is exactly how they got me. One of my friends got one of these gift certificates and gave it to me. And this is something that, not knowing these people, not having any experience of them, she probably couldn't convince me to go invest $1,000 to $2,000 for a workshop. But since she had this gift certificate and she only had one of them, I could tell that it was special. And I went and did it. And then when I went, each person that comes to the intro workshop gets a strategist, and they sit down with you and they talk about your goals and what you want to map out. And they say, you know, to really benefit from this information, we've kind of seen a crossover point of people that take four workshops. Once they've taken four workshops with us, they really, really, really start seeing way more results. It's kind of like the tipping point in their consciousness workshops. And so then I'm like, okay, well, then sign me up for more, you know. And then there were trips, and then there were more. So I've been going to workshops with them for like 7 or 8 years. So almost always I have a monthly payment going to Productive Learning and Leisure. And it all started with this gift certificate that my friend gave me that they sent her at Christmas. So, and even, it wasn't even a full scholarship. There's still a small administrative fee. So the tuition is typically $1,000 to $2,000, and you have to pay an admin fee of $47 to $97. Also, the person that refers you, the client that gives out the gift certificate, gets points towards future programs. So it's win-win-win. The company gets a new potential client. They get a tiny bit of money to cover the administrative costs of having that client at the workshop. The new potential client gets to come for almost nothing, just a little admin fee. And the person who referred them gets to do something really cool for their friend. And they also get points to put towards their future classes, because most of the people there just keep taking classes with them. So being able to get a discount on future classes is a good incentive. And it also, by the way, keeps them wanting to sign up for more classes, because it's like, oh, I have $500 towards my next class that I have to use by December. I should enroll in something else. So both of these things expire. The gift certificate expires and the points expire. So you can see how it's encouraging people to, hey, use this now or it goes away. So I'd like to open up the call for questions so far. So that's one, especially if you lead workshops, to send out one gift certificate to all your clients that they can give. And so there's still scarcity because it's only one certificate. It expires. It only happens once a year. And it's something that they regularly charge big money for. So I'm just going to open up the call, see if there's any questions, comments, compliments about that strategy first before we move on to the next one. All right. Any questions about holiday campaign number one? Awesome. Okay, then I'm going to mute everybody out.
Conference muted.
Move on, and if I didn't give you enough time and you did have a question, just write it down and I'll open up again. So especially if you do workshops, that's a really wonderful one to do. You could also use it for a free introductory session with you, but that's probably going to work better if you don't often offer free sessions. Like if on your web page you have free sessions anytime, then the scarcity goes away. So the key to making this work is the deadlines and the scarcity, because then it's really, really, really valuable. So there you go. The second holiday campaign that I want to bring up is what I call the four-day cash machine. And actually, this is not something that I made up. It's something I learned. I think it originated with Frank Kern, but I'm not sure. I learned it from one of the high-tech, high-level internet marketing masterminds I'm in, and I have implemented it twice, and it's gotten fantastic results. So it's something that I really like. And there are some keys to having it be more effective, and I'll go through those. So what the four-day cash machine is this works best if you have an email list and you are wanting to sell something to that email list. So instead of sending something in the mail, like the gift certificate, this time you're sending something via email. And there's variations on this. So I have one client who has extended this out to be more of a five-day sale than a four-day sale. But the way I learned it, so the way I'm going to encourage you to do it, is the sale goes from Tuesday to Friday. And you're going to send out four or five emails over the course of those 4 days. So email number one goes out Tuesday morning. It's important that all of the emails come from you. And if you want to make it pop out in their inbox even more, you can put little curlicues or asterisks or stars by your name to make it kind of pop out from all the other emails. But you want it to come from your name because they know you. The first thing that people look at when they decide if they're going to open an email or not is who it's from. So have it be from your name. So these, when I send this out, it's from PJ Van Hull, and I put a little asterisk before and after my name just to make it kind of pop. And then the subject line for the first email is PJ, hyphen, 90% off the list building success kit, for example. So what you do is you mail merge their first name in the subject line, and then you figure out what percentage you're going to give them off the program, and you let them know what the program is. And so now they can see exactly what this is about just from the subject line. You're not just saying special today or you know, things that are kind of cryptic. I'm just going to read this to you so you can get the gist of this because all the emails are pretty similar. But here's the first template. And this template is based on a sale I did for my list building success kit. And in 4 days, I got 212 orders for my kit. And that ended up being over $5,200 extra in 4 days that I would not have received if I hadn't done this 4-day sale. So just for sending some emails. Fantastic. So it says, hi, PJ. Until midnight on September 27, 2012, you can get my list building success kit for 90% off. The reason I'm doing this now is because my Listapalooza 90-day challenge just wrapped up, and I want to give my community insider access to these life-changing tools before I add this fabulous new product to my website at full price. So notice that I gave them a specific reason. So in this case, it wasn't a holiday, but it's the same concept. It's like, this is why I'm doing it now. So you could say, for Thanksgiving, for Christmas, this is my Black Friday sale, because it's my birthday, whatever it is, that's where you put the because. Here's where you can grab this for 90% off, realprosperityinc.com/biglist. That's where you put the link. Whether or not you participated in Listapalooza, I'm extending this sale to you as a way to say thank you for being part of the Real Prosperity Inc. community. Here's where you can grab your copy and save 90%. Insert the link again. And then I use hyphens across the page to highlight this next sentence. It says, get the entire list building success kit for 90% off and get three free bonuses. If the 90% discount isn't enough to have you heading to my special 90% off website, these three free gifts may help. Free gift number one, pre-written client getting email templates. Get 5 to 15 new clients in the next 7 to 10 days using these emails. Copy and paste these emails and send them out today and get people wanting to work with you today. Value $197. Free gift number two, full scholarship to the Rejuvenate Your Practice two-day intensive. Value $997. Free gift number three, the ultimate guide to getting started with Pinterest. This hot new social media site is a referral traffic goldmine. Find out how to set up yourself for success. Value $97. Whew, that's a lot of goodies, and you'll get it all free when you grab the special Listapalooza offer for 90% off. Go here right now and claim this offer before 9/28/12. And then there's the link again, Love and Prosperity, PJ. Then there's a PS. PSs are very powerful. A lot of people just scroll down right to the PS to decide if they want to read the whole message or not. So PS, this special 90% off sale ends at midnight on 9/28/2012. If you'd like to save 90% and get the three special bonuses, then go here now, insert link. And then it's got my sign off. And that's the basic email. Now, I did something a little bit different that you may or may not be able to do in your email provider. Because I have Infusionsoft, I can do this. So you may or may not be able to do it. After that, like once they scroll down, there's some space where it would normally go to an unsubscribe link. So what I did is I gave them the opportunity to unsubscribe just from the sale, not from the whole thing. So I said, this is one of five emails that I'm sending out for this special sale because I don't want anyone to miss out. If you know this offer is not a fit for you and you don't want to receive any emails about it, but you still want to get email from me in general, click here. So I gave them the opportunity to opt out just of the four-day sale because one of the main reason that people opt out is they're getting too many emails. So if I'm sending five emails in 4 days, that's a lot, right? So I want to let them know I'm not just emailing you every day now. It's just a special thing, and you don't have to do it. So you don't have to get off my list entirely. And then below that, it says, if you want to unsubscribe and stop receiving all email from me altogether, click the link below. Note, if you've invested in any of my programs, you'll no longer get emails about those either if you click this link. And then there's the unsubscribe link. And so the reason I want to let them know that is because I am going to be sending a lot of email, I don't want them to opt out and then be like, where's that thing I bought? How come you're not, you know, giving me the access information to this other program that I already bought? So I want to let them know, if you click this link, I can't follow up with you about anything you might have already purchased. So if somebody's in the Client Attraction Mastermind like this, all of a sudden they'll stop getting reminder emails from me. And I don't want them to think that I just, you know, forgot them or dropped them off the list or whatever, and now they're just getting charged and not getting anything. So, you know, not everybody reads it, but I feel like if I'm going to be upping my volume of email, then I want to let them know very clearly what their options are. And that is the basic template. And so what I'm going to do is put the five email templates in the Client Attraction Mastermind Members Only website. So you don't have to, like, transcribe what I just said. It'll be right there. So you can just tweak it to your own thing. So then that was email number one. You send that Tuesday morning. Email number two, you send Wednesday morning. And the suggested subject line, you can tweak these, is first name, hyphen, 90% off your list building success kit, parentheses, 3 days left, parentheses, dot, dot, dot. And then the email is essentially the same. It says, hey, I sent you out this email yesterday, and I just wanted to make sure you got it because there's this very special thing happening. And in case you missed my email yesterday, here's the information about it. There's 3 days left, so if this is something that you want to do, then you should get it. And then the rest of the email is basically the same. So that's email number two. Email number three, you send out Thursday morning. The suggested headline is contact first name, hyphen, last day to get your list building success kit, and then in parentheses, 90% off. So you see how we're saying kind of the same thing, but changing it up, because you just don't know what they're going to respond to and when they're going to check email. And, you know, most people don't read all their emails. Now, by saying it's the last day, you're now in that final 24-hour period. So Thursday is not the last day, but you're letting them know, hey, between now and tomorrow, you have to do this, right? And then email number 4, you send Friday morning, and it says contact first name hyphen final in capital letters, and then in parentheses, 90% off, notice. So final notice in capital letters, and then 90% off. And this might be your last email. And then it says something similar to the other ones, just like, this is ending today. I wanted to make sure you didn't miss out. Go get it. This is your last chance before it goes up to full price. Then if your sale's going well, you can send out a 5th email on Friday afternoon. The first time I did the 4-day sale, I did not do a 5th email. And the second time I did the 4-day sale, I did. And it definitely boosted my sales up again. So I was like, is it really okay to send them 2 emails in one day? But it's like, if it's going well and sales are coming in, then go for it. You know, you might get some opt-outs, but at some point you have to offer something to your email list. Otherwise, what's the point of having the email list? I mean, the whole point is that eventually these people will become clients, right? So here's their big chance. So email number 5, this is Friday afternoon, 90% off sale ends in only a few hours, ... list building success kit. So you see how you can tweak these subject lines and emails for you. So a couple things I want to point out about this. Number 1, these are very salesy. Like, there's no tips or value or information or insights other than, this is an awesome deal, get it now. So if this feels too salesy for you, then you might want to work in a tip or an insight or a case study from a client, you know, so that if they open the email and they're like, well, this offer isn't for me, they still received some kind of benefit from reading the email. So if your people are really adverse to sales, like, I think this is awesome. You're letting them know, here's a chance to get, you know, like, because it's Thanksgiving, here's my big thank you gratitude sale. I'm giving you the farm, you know, I love you. Like, I think that's pretty awesome. But some people are very sensitive to sales, so in that case, you can make sure that there's some kind of tip or insight or additional value in the email. So that's the first thing I want to point out. The second thing I want to point out is these bonuses, the free gift number 1, free gift number 2, free gift number 3. You might be feeling overwhelmed because you're like, well, geez, you know, in addition to creating this program, I also have to come up with all these gifts. And you'll notice that, or maybe you won't notice, I don't know, but what I want to point out is that all 3 of these gifts that I included are things that other people created that I don't have to pay for. So the client getting email templates, that's a free goodie offered by Christian Michelson. When they sign up for this, they'll get the link where they can go opt in and get that. Full scholarship to Rejuvenate Your Practice 2-day intensive. You know, Rejuvenate has it set up where if they've already applied for a scholarship or, you know, if they haven't applied within 14 days, they won't be able to get it. So they can't just go to Rejuvenate and get it. But if they go through my link, they can. So that's pretty cool, especially if they've tried to get a scholarship and do. And then the Ultimate Guide to Getting Started with Pinterest, that's a freebie by Laura Wage. So what happens is when they buy the List Building Success Kit, they get access to the kit, and they also get the links to all 3 bonuses. Now, here's the cool part. All 3 of those links are my affiliate links, which means I was able to give them a cool free bonus that was super valuable, and if they end up going and actually investing money with those people, not only did I get the sale from the List Building Success Kit from my 4-day sale, but I also get a commission for those programs. So it can generate a lot of wonderful unexpected checks in the mail in addition to the sales that you originally get. So if you're trying to think of, God, what on earth could I give as my bonus, about what are free goodies that your strategic alliances give that would complement what you're offering. So in this case, the List Building Success Kit, things that complement that are things that are going to help them build their list and get clients. So I feel like all of these gifts complement the offer. Okay? The point out about this, and this is very, very important, is I'm not giving 90% off my lowest price ever. I'm giving 90% off my retail price. So for the List Building Success Kit, the retail price is $297. That's what's going on my brochure site. My online sales price, so if people were to go to this link now, I would be offering it for $97. So typically, I'm going to give a $200 instant rebate and sell it for $97. So when I'm structuring my offer for this one, I'm not going to take that $97 price and take 90% off that. I'm taking 90% off the full retail price that's on my brochure site. So I want you to realize you don't have to take what's the lowest you've ever offered for this and then offer it even lower. So I offered this for $27, and then the sales letter went up to $97, and the brochure site went up to $297. So let's talk about structuring your offer for the four-day sale. So you want it to be something that you feel really good about the retail value. So when I say the best link success kit is worth $297, that's not some inflated make-believe price. Invested far more than that in similar programs that weren't as comprehensive as this. In fact, I've invested $5,000 in a similar program that doesn't cover all the specifics that the List Building Success Kit does. So I feel like if I really wanted to sell it for $297, it is totally worth it. So that's one thing, is to have the retail price be something that you feel very grounded in, and it's a real price. It's not just some made-up, random, inflated thing. So once you know what your retail price is, based on what other people are charging, what the maximum you could charge is, what you've invested in other things, then you have the percentage off be determined by that. So a really great way to do it is think, what is my retail price? What is my typical sales price? Like if somebody buys from a strategy session or at the seminar, I'll usually give them a good discount. So in this case, I would do a $200 instant rebate and allow them to get it for $97. And then for the give them even a little bit off of that. In this case, off a lot off of it. They got a really, really, really good deal. So if you feel like there's not a big enough difference between your sales price and your retail price to make it exciting, then you can add some other things to your product to make it a more valuable package, and then make a larger retail price that's realistic. So, for example, let's say you're offering basically a complimentary session with you, and regularly your sessions are $150, and through this 4-day sale you're going to offer it for $125. Well, that doesn't sound that exciting, like only $25 off. So what else could you add to that regularly $150 thing to make it even more valuable? Maybe you could also add an ebook that you've written, or some other free bonuses from other strategic alliances, or things to beef it up. And by the way, this is also how to craft offers for if you're posting offers for group site, like Groupon or Living Social. You don't want to be offering something where you're feeling depleted and you're losing money. You want to be bringing money in. So having puffing up the retail price realistically, so that when you lower it, it's a great deal and you're making an amount of money that you feel good about making. So all these email templates I am going to post to the Client Attraction Mastermind website. They should be up by tomorrow afternoon, and then you can use them for yourself. So you just decide what Tuesday to Friday am I going to do this, tweak the templates, and off you go. This is money. This is like, these emails are a license to print money right here. It's magical. You might get some opt-outs. You know, that's why I said you might want to put in some tips or value. You might want to put in a little thing where they can opt out just of the sale if they want. And, it might irritate some people, but it works. So I want to just open up and see if there's any questions about this so far. Questions, comments, compliments about the 4-day cash machine?
PJ?
Yes.
Hi, it's Ann.
Hi, Ann.
How are you?
Awesome.
Thank you. This is always a great, great information. I was trying to figure out, can you do this with a service and not just like a physical product?
Absolutely. So far I've done this with digital products, but you can do it with anything.
Okay.
So what service do you have in mind?
Well, I do have in mind maybe doing, you know, like a little initial, like a brainstorming session.
Mm-hmm.
I'm offering a brainstorming session like as a freebie, but maybe something a little bit expanded, like brainstorming, and then I'd like to combine it with something else, like either written or an MP3 recording or something bigger. Oh my God, I'm so brain dead right now.
So remember what I said in terms of if you regularly offer free consultations and they can just get it on your website anytime, then it's not special.
Right.
So what you could do is dress it up as something different, call it something different.
And I was thinking about a little bit more than just a brainstorming session, you know, like a talk to me, sorry.
Well, let's say you regularly call it a brainstorming session, you know.
Okay.
You could call it a double your practice coaching session.
Okay.
You know, so it's a different thing. And you can say in the double your practice coaching session, you're going to get a crystal clear vision, crystal clear inspiring vision for your business. And you're going to get some tools for how to double your practice. And you're going to get some next steps for how to implement this, for example. And of course, one of the next steps could be hiring you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you make the name of the thing and the marketing copy different, then they don't know that it's different than your regular session. It's something new, and you can add in things like ebooks or teleclasses or other things you've done, or other free goodies from strategic alliances, like, you know, my top 5 keys to financial success report. If you're talking to people about money, that might be something that you want to bonus in as one of the free gifts. And then you use your affiliate link for it. So I think that you can do that. You just can't call it the same thing as your regular session that's on the website.
Think of another introductory session or something, you know, like a website evaluation or something that's.
Yeah, you could call it. You could call it a website makeover. You know, get 50% off your custom website makeover.
Okay.
And talk about how to create a website that actually makes the money, that doesn't just look pretty, but they can monetize.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe like offering a little mini like 90-day plan or. You know,
yeah, that's really, you could totally do that.
Okay.
So the answer is yes, you can create a holiday sale around this. It just has to be called something different than what you usually offer.
Yeah. I have to have like a super special ninja product.
It has to, I mean, that's the thing is like the sale, it has to be something that you're not normally doing. Otherwise, it's inauthentic and it's not special.
I agree with you. I mean, because that's how I want to be. I want to be treated, right?
Yeah.
That's how I look at it.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's just hype.
Yeah. And I think about how I want, you know, because we've all had that, like, oh, I thought I was getting something different. And, you know, it doesn't feel good. If I don't feel right, if you don't feel good, then how are other people going to feel about it? So
right. So you want to be, when you're offering this, you want to be excited about it. You're like, this is a really cool deal. They're crazy not to do this. It's something really special. It's not your typical free goodie, you know.
Yeah.
Although you could give your typical free goodie as one of your bonuses.
Right. Exactly. The figure out how to cobble together. I mean, it's like, you know, like at Nordstrom when they, like at the MAC counter, and they give you all these things cobbled into one, you know, one little package, right?
Yeah, packages so, have a higher perceived value than a standalone thing.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And if you can make it enticing. But it's a great, okay. I'll recover my brain.
And then you want to think, like, how would I feel if I received this email? Would I be excited about this deal? Is this clear what it is? Does it like look like a real deal?
Yeah. Yeah, that's
and
a,
there you go.
Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah, that's exactly how I think. It's like what is it that gets me excited? Like, you know, and definitely when people throw in bonuses and other things. I mean, I'm just as susceptible to marketing as the next person. Mm-hmm. I'm still waiting on my flexible hose, for goodness sakes.
Your flexible hose?
Yeah, it's like it expands when water goes into it. You need to watch a little more cable news, and then you'd see it all the time.
Oh, okay.
But when
like,
you order
yeah, don't
it,
don't get the reference.
you when you order it, it's, you know, it's a garden hose, and
okay,
it's really tiny, and then you put water in and it expands. And trust me, I drag my watering hose around. Anyways, it's but it's that concept of, like, when you're ordering it, they're like, oh, and you can get X amount more for 50% off plus shipping and handling. And, you know, you're like,
yeah, exactly.
You're
yeah, get this, and you'll get two spatulas, and yeah. It's just like
that.
Yeah. So it is. It's very infomercially, but the thing is, like, those work, you know. And just to know that some people might get triggered, so just be prepared for that. The thing is, like, if you never make an offer,
yeah,
then how are you going to make money in your business? And if you're not in business to make money, then, you know, I mean, do you want to have a business, or do you just want to have an expensive hobby? You know,
what I'm
saying is people feel scared of, like, stepping on toes or upsetting people by making an offer over email like this, because
you might get
some people going, I can't believe you sent me that, you know, or that's so salesy or whatever. But the thing is, at some point you have to make an offer if you're in business.
Yeah.
It's like if you don't sell something ever, it's not a business. So you have to take that risk of that some people are going to go, meh, 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 and other people are going to go, oh, my God, this is awesome. Thank you.
I think that people are grown-ups, and, you know, I'm sorry if you didn't delete your email, but, of course, I would be much nicer than that. But, you know.
I just want to let everybody that's listening to this call know that that's a possibility.
Yeah.
So they don't send
that
out
is,
the email
that is,
and get, you know, they get like 10 sales, and then they get that one email that's like, I can't believe I sent this. And they're like, oh, my God, maybe I shouldn't have done this. You know, I just want to let you know that can happen, and it doesn't mean you're a bad person. It just means that some people get really triggered around any kind of sales.
That's such a good point. And, you know, we just be empathetic, you know, but that's such a good point, because you're right. But I think if you're out in the public eye, then you're gonna get that comes with the territory, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we just watched this huge presidential election, and they couldn't have been saying worse things about each other if they try. You know.
Yeah. I just wanna give people the heads up, because I'm a very sensitive person. So I can get like 1,000 thank you cards, and then like one email that's like, I can't believe you sent that. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm a terrible person. Ah, you know.
We all do that to ourselves. We focus on the one person who says something bad about us instead of the 25 or 50 or 100 people who said something really good.
Yeah. So I just want to give you a heads up so that you don't feel like, did I do this wrong, in case somebody is like, I can't believe you sent out a sales email. We're gonna move on to campaign number 3, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Conference muted.
All right, so campaign number three is sending out gift cards. This is a great way to get new clients, and it's simple and easy to do. It's a great way to keep you more busy during something that might be a slow season or just any time of year. So what you want to do is give away as many gift cards as you can. This is a little bit similar to giving away the one gift certificate. For example, I learned this from somebody that does marketing for spa owners. So they have a gift card that says ABC Salon and Spa, you know, $20 gift card, and it has a picture of a lady with a towel on her head. It looks like she's all happy at the spa. And on the back, it has a black stripe that looks like a magnetic stripe, so it looks like a real gift card. And it says gift to, gift from, and you can write in the names there. And then to schedule your appointment, call, phone number, and then the name and address of the salon. First-time clients only, one card per client, no cash value, expires, blah, blah, blah. So you notice you are creating scarcity with this because it's first-time clients only. They can only use one of them, and it expires on a certain date. But this is really neat because people know what gift cards look like. Somebody gives them a Starbucks card or Barnes & Noble card or something like that. They're like, this is valuable. And so you actually give them a plastic card that looks just like any other gift card. And I'm going to post an example in the Client Attraction Mastermind website. So tomorrow afternoon you should see, like, this is exactly what they look like. And I'll tell you where to get them made, too. So here's what you do. So step one is you order some gift cards, just like the sample I'm going to show you. And you can use the company shortrunplasticcards.com. Short, S-H-O-R-T, run, R-U-N, plastic, P-L-A-S-T-I-C, cards, C-A-R-D-S.com. So shortrunplasticcards.com, no hyphens, no spaces. This company allows you to purchase small quantities of these plastic cards that look just like any other gift card. You can get a 500, or you can even just order 100 of them. And so obviously the more you purchase, the lower the investment per card will be, but you can decide, you know, how many you want to do. And then on the back of the card, you want to write in the client's name that you'll give the cards to, who will be giving them out to their clients. And then you want to write in when the card expires so that they know. So you choose a color, a design, an amount that you want to have printed on the card. The amount should be at least $15, but really the amount of your gift card should be based on the pricing of the services that you offer. So if you have things for $20, then that's great. If your stuff is more high-end, then maybe you could do, you know, a $50, $100 one, $25. I mean, you've seen gift cards at Safeway or anywhere you go practically. And so you know what these look like. You can figure out a denomination that makes sense for the services that you offer. So the amount of your gift card should be based on the pricing of your services. And a good rule of thumb is to price your gift card the same as what your basic service would cost a client. So you're going to be giving away your basic service for free, but when you take into consideration the lifetime value of the client and upselling them to other things, then it's worth it. So ideally, you want whatever you want to give them is something that doesn't cost you a lot of time or money, but is valuable for them. So for example, I could have a range of digital products that they could use their gift card for, so it doesn't actually cost me anything, but they are valuable products. So step two is you hand out the gift cards to your current clients for them to use as gifts for their friends, family members, and business contacts. So I would say give them at least 5 cards, but you could give them 10 cards. Write their name on the back of each card and tell them to hand them out to people that they know as holiday gifts. So this is pretty cool because you just did their Christmas shopping for them. So let's say you have a $25 gift card. Now they can give their friends a $25 gift without having to spend $25. That's pretty awesome. So tell them that this is a way that you promote your business, and you'll give them either points towards services or an affiliate fee or something for each card that they hand out that gets used. So it's a win-win-win for everyone. They win because they get free gifts to hand out and a nice referral fee or points. The person they give the card to wins because they get these wonderful services for free or massively discounted. And you win because you get a new client who will potentially be worth thousands of dollars to you. So then when the clients come to redeem their gift card, ideally you want to bring them into a process where they might end up signing up for more stuff down the road. So don't expect that all the cards that you hand out will be redeemed. If you're giving an affiliate fee and if you're handing them to people personally, then you can expect about 50% of them will be redeemed. If you're mailing them out, probably less. If you're not offering a referral fee, probably less. And then make sure that you restrict when they can be redeemed by writing on the back of the card when it expires. So this is a pretty cool thing, and it looks really valuable, and it's a win-win-win. So you just have to decide, you know, what will I allow my gift card to, what can they buy with the gift card, what's an appropriate amount, and then how do I want to reward the person that's handing them out. And it might be that the person just gets to hand them out, and that's enough. They're like, great, you saved me from doing some of my holiday shopping. Awesome. But if you give them a referral for your points, then it's even additional incentive. So that is marketing campaign number three, and that's really fun for the holidays because a lot of people give out gift cards for Christmas, for example, and stocking stuffers and things like that. So this is a way to just kind of turn that into marketing for you. And with a lot of gift cards, if you set it up right, they might be able to buy something with your gift card, but you can give them the opportunity to buy even more stuff. Like if you go into Barnes & Noble with a $25 gift card, what are the odds that you're going to spend exactly $25? Right? You're probably going to end up spending more. So if you can set that up, then that's even more ideal. So if you have lots of different products to offer, then and take them to a site where they can pick whichever ones they want and add other ones and spend even more than the $25, then that's pretty cool. So I'm going to open up for questions, comments, compliments about the gift card campaign. Anything you want to ask or add about that? Okay, great. Then we are going to wrap up for the evening.
Conference muted.
I think that these are, you know, ready to go enough that you could implement any one of these for Thanksgiving or Christmas coming up and see an increase in sales and new clients coming in. So I'm really excited to be able to, you know, kind of lay this out for you right now at this wonderful opportune time. So I invite you to choose which one of these do you want to implement first and make a plan to do it this year and see how it goes. And I would love to have that on our December mastermind call to hear the results of how these campaigns were for you, like which one you did, how you ended, you know, what product you offered, and then like what were the results, how many clients did you get or how many opt-ins did you get and like that. One thing I do want to say is because November 22nd is Thanksgiving, our next client attraction mastermind call is next week on the 15th. So usually it would be the fourth Thursday of the month, but since that's a holiday, it's getting moved up to the third Thursday of the month. So our next call is our mastermind call, and that is next Thursday, November 15th at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. So we can even brainstorm your holiday campaigns on that call if you want. So I invite you to be thinking about that, and then on the next call, if you need any help figuring out what you want to do for your offer, which campaign's appropriate for you, like, you know, are these good bonuses, like anything that would help you actually implement this, I want to help you because this is powerful stuff. All right, you get 5 extra minutes because we're completing a couple minutes early, or 5 minutes early. So have a wonderful night, and I will talk to you next week.